this many times, but I know I'll never get to love unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gotta take me with you.
Another fantastic cut off the Great American Soul Book, of course, the Tower of Power's latest offering. It's on Tower of Power Records. Speaking of Tower of Power, the man, the leader of the band, is on the line from his lair in Arizona, Emilio Castillo. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm good, Pedro. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, man. Excellent. First of all, I want to congratulate you on 17 weeks on the Billboard charts with the Great American Soul Book. This had to be mind-blowing.
Honestly, you know, Pedro, I didn't even know until you told me in the email yesterday.
Wow. Okay, there you go. It's been on the jazz charts for 17 weeks now. Peaked as high as number 6. It's a fine collaboration. Look, a lot of guys do remakes, and they don't sound like the original tune. What you've done here is you've kept the original bass of the song, and then, of course, you brought in the funk of the Tower of Power. How was that done?
Very carefully. You know, we definitely wanted to pay homage to the greats, but we wanted to put our stamp on it. So with the first 9 tunes that I produced, we stayed pretty true with the rhythm section, and then we kind of took some chances with the vocals, the backgrounds, and the horns and strings. And then with the other 4 songs that George Duke produced, we told him we wanted him to take a left turn rhythmically right out of the gate and then really put a different spin on all 4 of those songs so that we had a little bit of both ways looking at it.
Okay, The Great American Soul Book is the album, folks. You can get it at towerofpower.com, amazon.com. I've even seen it on ebay.com. Got a question for Emilio. Why do the Japanese albums always have 1 more tune on them than the American editions?
It's just the thing. The Japanese and the Europeans, they always like bonus tracks. We learned that about 15 years ago, and we started supplying them with various things. And so now we just always plan for it.
All right, good enough. Emilio Castillo is our guest, folks. 41 years, of course, the leader of Tower of Power. Recently out of Detroit, Michigan. Had a little stint with Berry Gordy in Hitsville, USA, didn't you?
We auditioned for him personally one time, and that was kind of a funny morning, to tell you the truth. We had been up all night, and a bunch of hippies, you know, and here comes Berry Gordy and Diana Ross pregnant with his child, and Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson, and we're standing there in navy bell bottoms and worn out old, you know, shirts and long hair and beards, and but we were burning it down, and he was interested, but we never really came to terms.
Speaking of burning it down, where did the Tower of Power sound? Where did that strong orange section, where did that originate from?
Well, you know, I was originally influenced by a band in the East Bay called the Spiders. They were kind of the hottest band in the San Leandro, Hayward, Oakland area. It was a white soul band, and then they had this 6'3" black chick named Trudy Johnson that sang with them. And they were just really sort of the forerunners of really tight soul band arrangements. And I patterned myself after them. And then I also used to watch Sly before he ever recorded. He had a gig for about a year at Frenchie's in Hayward before his record first came out. And me and Rocco, we used to sneak in there and watch him. And we didn't really borrow from them musically so much as we borrowed the energy that they brought to the stage. Yeah. We wanted to have that in the Tower of Power thing.
I think of clubs like Frenchie's. I remember the Munchie Burgers for 12 cents in Berkeley. We're going back in time, folks. We're talking with Emilio Castillo, of course, the Tower of Power founder and the man that's behind the new album, The Great American Soul Book. Did you know I used to introduce Larry Braggs, when he was with Executive Suite down here on the wharf? They used to play a club on the wharf every night. I'd get off the radio and go on down and introduce LB, and all of a sudden, LB's the front man for the best band in the world.
Actually, you know, I didn't even know you knew LB. I knew that you were friends with Brent Carter, right?
Brent Carter and me go back a ways, yeah.
Yeah, because he used to talk about you all the time, because you're a fight guy, right?
Man, I'm the fight guy, man. I'm the man knocking out all bums.
Yeah, I love the fights, man. That's about the only sport I really love.
Well, what do you think right now? Do you like Manny Pacquiao or Miguel Cotto in this fight coming up in November? You got any idea who's going to win that?
Manny Pacquiao.
Pacquiao, is he on a position on a stage where he just can't be beat right now, Emilio?
I think he's at the height of his game, and I really, honestly, I don't think anybody could beat him.
Okay, let's talk about August 19th and August 20th. You're going back to the San Mateo County Fair, of course. I was there last year, 40 years celebrating. the 40th anniversary of Tower Power, August 13th, 2008. Now, before I go to the concerts on the 19th and 20th, we've got the DVD coming out when?
Well, I'm flying to New York on Saturday to work on the editing. I've got all the music mixed. So now we have to decide just how much of the set we're going to include in the DVD and, you know, what order it's going to go in. And we did a lot of interviews with old members and old friends and old crew people and management. And we're going to, you know, be filtering all this stuff in and out of the concert. And we're going to have a lot of bonus features. So there's still quite a bit of work to do, but I'm hoping to get it out before the year is out.
Some of the old Oakland haunts of the Tower of Power are still there. Some aren't. Tell me about some of the ones you visited.
Well, we went to the On-Broadway in Jack London Square. You know, that's where we pretty much honed our sound. We tested out new material, and we played there for a long time. We left there eventually and went to the Long Branch in Berkeley. That now is some sort of restaurant or something. And we went over to the Keystone Berkeley and stood there and went by our old rehearsal hall. That was still there, and it was just a lot of fun. We stood out front of where the Fillmore West was and looked across the street to where the Fillmore offices were, and it brought back a lot of memories.
August 19th and 20th, the San Mateo County Fair. Now, is Mick Gillette, the old Tower of Power alumni, will he be back with the group for this concert set or what?
That's going to be his debut gig.
His debut gig after 25 years, raising children, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, and his child's all grown and married off, and he's ready to hit the road.
Okay, now the album's quite successful, The Great American Soul Book on Tower of Power Records, and I want to congratulate you finally for getting away from the plantation and doing your own records. I mean, that's a great idea.
Well, it's kind of a sign of the times, you know. It just doesn't make sense these days to give all the money to these big corporations. With Tower of Power, you know, they weren't really doing much, and I don't blame them. You know, they knew that we were going to sell X amount of records, and they didn't really have to spend money promoting it or nothing, you know. So, you know, it's just like the records came out, they took all the dough, and we made our money on the road. But now we can put out our own records and still sell as much or more and take the money ourselves. So it just made business sense in this day and age.
August 19th and 20th, they'll be doing the San Mateo County Fair, folks. That is that Wednesday and Thursday?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay, Wednesday and Thursday. And I wish you the best. Immediately, of course, it'll be a great concert. Mick Gillette coming back into town. Anyway, I wish you the best. Continued success with the band, of course. When do we look for another Tower? I'm greedy. And the Tower of Power faithful, they're greedy as well. They want another album. When will we see another album of original stuff? Or will we go with another Great American Soul Book 2?
We haven't made that decision yet, but certainly we got plenty of original material. And who knows? We may do both within the next 2 years.
You're just too good to be true, man. Emilio Castillo, folks, the founder of Tower of Power and Ring Talk Live Worldwide here on Extra Sports 860. Tower of Power live in concert the 19th and the 20th, San Mateo County Fairgrounds. Emilio, all the best to you, sir.
God bless you, Pedro. Thanks for having me.